We take you now to a new and innovative science classroom. Rapid City Stevens opens the new wing this school year. It features 8 state-of-the-art science classrooms with chemical resistance floors and countertops. All of the products used are maintenance-friendly. SDPB's Charles Michael Ray took a tour of the new wing with facilities manager Kumar Belswamy. He says in the old science classrooms, teachers would have to set up and tear down each class period depending on what's being taught. In the new area, there are separate lab and teaching areas.
Kumar Velaswamy, thank you so much for joining us today. Mm-hmm. It's really great to have you. Mm-hmm. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us. We're standing here in a brand new classroom in Stevens High School, one of 8 brand new classrooms that you've helped put together here at this school over the summer, ready for the kids to start up. What's new about these classrooms, the state-of-the-art classrooms? How are they different from the former facility?
Well, the space that we didn't have before for better safety and security and functionality. Now we have the space, and it is a safer classroom and efficient classroom. And we have chemical resistant floors, which we didn't have before. We have chemical resistant countertops, which we didn't have before. We have better storage space, which we didn't have before. And all these products are maintenance friendly products. So before we had VCT, actually asbestos flooring, and we abated all the asbestos, and that requires manpower to strip the floor and wax it every summer, and our custodians and maintenance people spent a lot of time doing that. With this porcelain tile, cost-wise, it's a win-win. We just go through the scrubber every time, and it's pretty clean. It's new as it was put in, and so that's great. And like I said, this space offers the kids the much-needed space to learn.
Wow, and I see over here, right here, we're looking at an eye washer, a brand new one, and then along with the normal things you'd see in a science classroom, we're looking at here the kind of Bunsen burners and water stations that kids can use here in a chemistry classroom, some aprons hanging over here. These are the kind of things that didn't exist or don't exist in other classrooms.
Some of these did exist, but it did not exist in the proper way, Mr. Julius described.
The principal here
at Stevens High School. You know, the teachers had to set up the classroom and then take it down because they were setting up physics and their next classroom is chemistry, and so set up and tear down, that takes time, and in between classrooms, with this space, you have the lab space and the teaching space, so the teacher can teach chemistry and then be ready for the physics class next time, in the next period. And this offers a centralized gas shutoff valve for safety purposes.
Wow.
During an experiment, if an accident were to happen and the teacher, not only you can shut off at the station, you can kill the gas for the entire classroom, right?
Wow.
Right here, the teachers have them like that, and better camera system, better communication from the office to here, and better lighting, plenty of natural light, and also LED, which is energy efficient, and it's not hard on the kids' eyes. As you can see, it's a great place to learn, great place to do some fun things. That way they create better things for us down the road. It all starts here.
And this school before has twice been in the National Science Knowledge Bowl in the country.
Yes.
Made it forward. This school has a very reputation for being one of the best science high schools in the country.
Yeah.
This is important?
It is very important. We have great teachers, and we have great kids. You give them the space, they'll figure it out. You give them the proper space, they'll figure it out. And that's what we're doing here. And the teachers are going, as you've talked to them, they are pretty excited about the space. And the kids, they have not seen it. They will see it in another hour or a couple hours or so. But it's pretty exciting to have the space to do what you need to do.
And I want to ask you this question. It may seem redundant to many people. Why is this important? Why is it important that we focus on science education in this school district, in this state, and in this country?
You know, it's my personal opinion, but science is everything. You know, everything starts with science. New technology, we gain efficiencies, nanoscience. I mean, there's multiple cores of science it all starts at the high school. I mean, you learn in the middle school and you come up and now you have a different curriculum. You're exposed to different chemicals, different... It creates a good basement, I would say, to the future. And, you know, like I said before, we are not just helping kids to go through a class and just get grades and, you know, go do their thing. With this facility, my standpoint, I mean, this gives them the opportunity to do what's right for the nation, what's right for the country down the road. And they start here, but then they don't end here. And, you know, it's like building your house. You have to have a good foundation system to put your house on top of it. If not, it doesn't matter what you have above, if this shakes loose. So this is what I believe. It starts here. So to me, it's very important to have, I mean, don't get me wrong, fine arts, PE, you know, there are plenty of other programs that are important. But this is the base, in my standpoint, for the research and development and for coming up with new things that is efficient, that is safer, that is better. I mean, like LED, you know, we used to burn so much energy to produce light with the old technology. With this, pretty small, takes less energy and gives you as much as light as you need. Simple things like that, you know, comes with the development of the science.
And this was a $10 million institution or $10 million wing that was mm-hmm. added onto the school here. You know, there's some out there who might be critical of that we spent too much money on this. But there are others who would say that if this country wants to compete globally in the future, if this country wants to have students that are competing with other countries, the Chinese and Europe and Germany, we have to have the kind of facilities that keep our kids up to speed.
Yeah, it is very important, as you know, math and science globally. We're not in the top class there. So we need facilities like this to help the kids get there and to be innovative, to be productive for years to come. And the $10 million is not just in this building. So this $10 million was spent on creating 8 classrooms and upgrading mechanical systems in the old part of the building and electrical systems in the old part of the building, generators, and, you know, we were lacking of the basic safety things, which we upgraded everything here. We added a link to connect the science wing to the main wing so the kids are not wasting time in the in-between periods. Where the old science classrooms used to be, we've converted them into a typical classroom setting. Now, there are 10 classrooms where almost 300 kids are going to spend their time there. Language arts, Mr. Julius will know exactly what program's there, but it's a domino effect. We've had teachers move from one area to the other, and so it is a domino effect. So $10 million was spent. The major part of it was for the science wing, but the minor part of it was for the rest of the improvements that we made throughout the district, throughout the school.
Can this be a model for other schools in the district, other schools in the state?
I sure would think so. Central High School, this was modeled after Central High School.
In Rapid City,
which was built in 2012. When we opened that science wing in 2012. We've experimented that, and that worked out great. And then we've made a little bit modifications from Central to Stevens, but for the most part, it's pretty similar. The teachers experienced Central, and they loved it. And then Stevens teachers went, and they loved it. And so we are building. So, yeah, this can be repeated in the nation or, you know, for science classrooms.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity. And I have to thank the teachers, which, they were involved from the beginning of the project with inputs from the programming and for their patience, and the kids, and the school staff members and the contractors and, the custodians, maintenance men and everybody. This was a team effort and we all pulled through, and here we are on the open house day and we're ready to go.
Thank you again.
Thank
I
you
really
very
appreciate
much.
Your time.